I don't know about you. I'm concerned about my purpose. I'm concerned about my purpose. I don't know about you. Why did God make me? Why did he save me? Why did he call me? Why am I a father? Why am I a servant of God? Why am I who God has made me to be? I have been reflecting on that very strongly. And I've come to the conclusion that it's the best thing to do is for me to seek God. Amen? I know my purpose. God called me to preach the gospel. Do you know your purpose on earth? Or you are just living? So it's time for you to seek God to find out your purpose. Amen? If you don't know why God has made you, it's time for you to seek the face of God. Seek God's purpose for your life. Amen? God's purpose for your life means not necessarily to be a millionaire or a billionaire, or to be popular or to be known. That's not important. The most important thing is you being what God has called you to do. Being what God has called you to be, and do what God has called you to do. Hallelujah. The Bible says, seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these other things shall be what? Added unto you. You must seek God's face for yourself to identify your purpose. Amen? You must seek God's face for yourself to find out your purpose in life. And one good place to start is dwell on the word. Amen? Because the word of God is a mirror. It will always bring out everything in your life. Daniel, at what time? Daniel in the Bible. A man of God, heavens declared that he's greatly loved. He read the books and find out reasons why he needed to pray. Because the time for his family, the family of Israel that were in exile, to be set free was up. He looked at the books. 70 years has come and gone, but nothing seemed to be happening. He decided to fast and to pray and ask God, God, you said through your prophets that in 70 years that my people will be set free. He started traveling and fasting and praying. The Bible says the first day he started praying, an angel was sent to deliver the message to him. Seeking God for yourself, finding, staying in God's purpose for your life. Amen? Seeking God for the purpose for which he created you is the most important thing. The most important thing in your life, as far as God is concerned, is when you stand before him, what was the outcome? What is the outcome of the purpose for which he saved you, for which Jesus died for you? Very important. Daniel chapter 10, verse 2 says, in those days, I, Daniel, was mourning 3 weeks. I ate no pleasant food. No meat or wine came into my mouth, nor did I anoint myself at all, till 3 whole weeks were fulfilled. Why? He was concerned about the situation of his people, concerned about the situation of his life. Are you concerned about the situation of your own life? Are you concerned about the situation of your children? Are you concerned about the things that are happening in your life? It's time for you and I to seek the Lord. Amen? Jesus Christ said in Matthew 6:33, he says, seek first the kingdom of God and what? His righteousness. And all these other things shall be what? Added unto you. Really, Jesus just gave the secret of success there. The best way to succeed in the things of God is to put God first. As you seek the things of God, seek his righteousness. His righteousness means his right standing, his word. As you apply it in your life, as you set your mind with the word of God, and the will and the value and the things of God begin to take place in your life, take shape in your life, begin to be your focal point, begin to become your focus. Everything that you need in life, God will add it to you. Is that clear? Some people seek car first. Some people seek money first. Some people seek marriage first. Every one of us here, we have made that kind of mistake at one time or the other in our lives. Is that not so? We all made our mistakes, but it's time for us to prioritize. Put your priority in place. Seek God. And everything that you are running after will begin to run after you. Peace, love, prosperity, material comfort, and all, above all, the glory of God will be upon your life. Hallelujah. God's a good God. God's a good God. As we begin to seek the face of the Lord, heavens will begin to, it's like throwing a stone into a still body of water. The ripples will go off. Your prayers will create ripples, spiritual ripples in heaven. As Daniel started praying, verse 7 of that same chapter 10, he says, "And I, Daniel, alone saw the vision, for the men who were with me did not see the vision, but a great terror fell upon them, so that they fled to hide themselves." When you begin to seek the hand of God, God will begin to open up your eyes and show you and direct you as you follow it. The glory of God comes upon your life. People around you will be surprised at the things, at the progress, at the experiences, whatever it is that God is releasing upon your life right now. God's a good God. The things of God are not that easy. But if you think it's better, try the things of the devil. I will let you know, it's not equally easy as well. Whatever way you go, it's not easy anyway. Amen? But it's possible. Amen? It's possible. It's possible. God is a good God. Verse 10 of that same chapter 10 says, "Suddenly a hand touched me." Suddenly what? A hand touched me. As you begin to fast and to pray, the hand of heaven will touch your situation. The hand of heaven will touch your marriage, touch your children, whatever you are crying to God for. The hand of heaven will touch it. So long as whatever you are seeking God for is in alignment with God's purpose for your life. Amen? God's a good God. John 10:10, it says, "And suddenly a hand touched me, which made me to tremble on my knees and on the palm of my hands. And he said unto me, O Daniel, man greatly beloved, understand the word that I speak to you. He says, stand upright, for I have now been sent to you." While he was speaking these words to me, I stood trembling. Hallelujah. The glory of the Lord will come upon your life as you seek his face. The glory of the Lord will come upon your life as you seek his face. God is a good God. It's time for you and I to seek God. What is your purpose on earth? Why did God make you? Why? Why did he just put you in this nation? Why did God make you? You should know why God made you, so that you can pursue it and you will succeed. Is this clear to us? Very important. A life not examined is not worth living. Once in a while, when Jesus is preaching and people are making certain requests, he will always fall back to his purpose. He will always fall back to his purpose in life. It's good to have your purpose in life as your dream vision. Whatever God has created you for, ask God for it, check it out, know it, and pursue it. Stop pursuing shadows. Stop what? Pursuing shadows. For when God shines his light upon you, that shadow you are pursuing will disappear. Is that not so? When light comes upon the shadow, does the shadow remain? No. But if you pursue God's purpose, his glory will be magnified in your life. God's a good God. Verse 12 of that same chapter 10, Daniel says, "Then he said to me, do not fear, O Daniel, for from the first day that you set your heart to understand and to humble yourself before your God, your words were heard and have come because of your words." When you begin to see God's face, heavens will release words to you back because of the words that you spoke to heaven. Amen? Your word will move heaven, and God will cause heavenly words to be released to your situation, and the purpose of God in your life will become more and more fruitful. Hallelujah. What's your purpose in life? Are you a father? Are you a mother? Are you a child? What's God's purpose for your life? You must find out why God created you, so you can pursue it. So in your homecoming, heavens will be glorified. Daniel sought the face of the Lord for himself, and the heavens responded. Let's also look at the book of Ezra. Ezra chapter 7, verse 9 to 10. Ezra 7, 9 to 10. Ezra, a mighty teacher, prophet of God, as the people came from the land of captivity. But before the people came from the land of captivity, he had a mindset that he was going to worship God and teach the word of God. He knew God's purpose for his life. What is God's purpose for your life? Why did God create you? It's time for you to seek the Lord. Find out why God created you and pursue it. God will always defend his interest in your life. God will always defend his interest in your life. God will always defend his interest in your life. God's interest in your life is his purpose for creating you. It's your responsibility to find out why God created you. When you seek, you will find. When you knock, the door will be open. Hallelujah. At the age of about 24, I think so, I got tired with life. Smart young man with all the qualifications. My ambition was to be a professor, a teacher, book writer, and there was no admission to go into the university. It was so tough in those days in my country to get admission to the university. They needed about 100 people, about 5,000 people sit down to write. So I wrote and wrote for a couple of years, no result. And my mama, anytime I speak to her, I say, your own is different. What? Every time. So I distanced myself from the whole family and I said, one day I told God, I said, God, tonight you must tell me why you made me. Who are you anyway? Called on God, you must tell me tonight why you made me. And I told God when to tell me. I said, in my dream. So that night I slept. I saw myself in a Bible school. That was the worst job I ever dreamt of in my life. All the pastors I knew, they were poor and needy. Those who had cars, you have to help them push the vehicle. And you have to be careful because the smoke that will be coming out will be so terrible. But I fought God so hard. One day when I was at work, I started telling God, no, I'm not going to do this job. An angel stood by me and said, you will do it. I said, no, I'm not going to do it. I told the angel to shut up. I wasn't going to do it. I said, if you like, you can kill me. I didn't care. I have no wife, nothing at stake, nothing. And then the angel went away. Guess what? I said, okay, God, if I must do this job, then I must be educated. 3 weeks later, I gained admission to the university. I found out God's purpose for my life. As soon as I accepted it, the doors opened. Praise the Lord. What is your story? Is it just to eat beef burger and farino and rice, cheese, put on new clothes, look for the latest design? All those are shadows. They are necessary though, but they are shadows. When God will shine his light of inspection on you, what will be your outcome? Praise the Lord. Very important. Seek the Lord for yourself. Ezra sought the face of the Lord for his people. He knew God called him to teach and to preach. Ezra 7, 9 to 10 says, on the first day of the first month, he began his journey from Babylon. And on the first day of the first month, he came to Jerusalem according to the word, according to the good hand of his God upon him. For Ezra had prepared his heart to seek the law of the Lord and to do it and to teach status and ordinance in Israel. He was called to be a preacher and a prophet, and he proposed in his heart, he had a mindset that when he goes back to his native land, he would teach the people the laws of God, and he will encourage them along the ordinances of the things of God. Amen? Praise the Lord. 2 Chronicles 7:14. We all know that passage. If my people who are called by my name shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven and I will forgive their sins and will heal their land. The Lord is calling us today unto seeking his face, unto repentance, so that the glory of God can shine in your life. Amen? Crucial. Seeking the face of the Lord. Know your purpose, why God created you. Why did God create you? Why did God create you? Or you want to wait until your old age before you begin to serve God. Those of you that are still young, this is the best time. Seek the Lord in your youth, and you will mature before your old age in God's purpose for your life. Amen? You don't want to be like some of us. We look back at our life and say, I wish I knew God all along. I would have been more useful. Praise the Lord. You must seek God. Know God's purpose for your life. Know God's purpose for your life. Serve God for yourself. That's one thing I like God for. I serve God for myself, not for my wife or my children. Not for you. I am serving God for myself. And when I stand before God that day, I'll be judged accordingly. Seeking the face of God, knowing God's purpose for your life. Hallelujah. I know some of us are very young here. We behave as if we are invincible. Nothing can happen to us. We take calculated risks and uncalculated risks. Some of us didn't have the privilege of being spiritually educated to take proper decision. But our children, those that are under our authority and roofs, they hear the word of God. We take them to church. They have the opportunity to take correct decision concerning their future. So it is very, very important as a young man, as a young woman, think of your life and then ask God to guide you taking the right decision. God's a good God. I say your God is a good God. A lot of you are attacked by demons and witches and wizards because you are at the wrong place in your life. You married the wrong man, you married the wrong woman. Thank God you didn't produce the wrong children. Every child produced is correct. Yes, because that's a new beginning. Do you understand me? Yeah, even though you married the wrong man or the wrong woman, every child that results from you is a correct child. And no child is an accident. Amen? Because that's a new beginning for that, for your offshoot. You messed up, so God gave a new beginning. But if your life was in purpose, you just gave an offshoot to the continuation of what God has called you into. Do you understand me? Some of you are looking at me. Haven't you seen me before? Give your life again to God and ask for a purpose. Amen? Reroute your life and your attention back to God now. And asking God, why did you make me? If God called you to sing, be the best singer. Amen? Study to sing. Learn. Do something. Write songs. Ask the Holy Ghost to inspire you. One thing I found out, even though God called you for a great job, to be a great singer, a great father, a great mother, if you don't study on it, you will remain common. Anything you apply common sense to on will always produce common results. But when you apply wisdom and you study on it, you begin to acquire skill, you begin to acquire information. The Holy Ghost will help to magnify that information and guide you on target along with God's purpose for your life. Seeking the face of God for your life. Amen? That's a good God. So, Ezekiel chapter 32, verse 12 says, "Therefore, son of man, say to your people, if someone who is righteous disobeys, that person's former righteousness will count for nothing. And if someone who is wicked repents, that person's former wickedness will not bring condemnation. The righteous person who sins will not be allowed to live even though they were formerly righteous." What's the word of God telling us there? That if you are a holy person and you become unholy and you die, all your holiness will be forgotten. Don't you know that? But if you were a wicked person, you were Osama Bin Laden, I don't know if he's the most wicked person, whoever, even if you were Judas, and then suddenly you repent and give your life to Jesus, all your past will be what? Forgotten. That's how good God is. But why wait? Some people will say, I want to enjoy life a little bit. Hey, that's a good time the devil can cut off lives. Seeking God daily, serving him one day at a time. Very, very important. God's a good God. James chapter 4 verse 10 says, humble yourself before the Lord and he will lift you up. Only God can lift you up. Amen? All good things come from God, not from man. All good things come from God. When God gives you his blessings, he does not add sorrow to it. The blessings of God are always what? Rich and lasting. Hallelujah. Numbers chapter 6 verse 27. So they will put my name on Israel and I will bless them. So they will put my name on Israel and I will bless them. As you seek the Lord, God will put his name upon you and will bless you and bless your children and bless your offsprings. Bless your offspring. Whatever you lay your hands to do, we do what? Succeed. Hallelujah. Allow your family to be named by God. Allow the hand of God to rest upon your family. Allow the hand of God to rest upon your work. And your life will be named by God, and God will bless you and bless your family. Praise the Lord. God, I have found out, is not in a hurry to bless people. Because sometimes when we are blessed, if we don't have the wisdom, you can lose it. Like our great teacher was teaching us this morning, that the greatest thing you need is wisdom, not money. It's true. What we need most in life is wisdom. Because if you have money and you don't have wisdom, what will happen? I have observed one thing. Very rich family, there's nothing wrong with being rich. After about 2 years, all the resources their parents acquired is zero. After 2 years, I carried out that observation for almost 20-something years. A few rich people that I know, after 2 years, their parents are dead. After 2 years, when the person generating that money is dead, their wealth is zero. Because their children, their families and friends, they can't follow the same effort that their parents or their family applied. And what happens? All they know to do while the person producing money on earth was doing was eating, eating, and eating. They continue to eat it until they eat up everything. And poverty results. You hear what I'm saying? But when God gives you wisdom, whatever your parents will leave behind, whatever you will make, you will harness that thing and build on top of it. Is that not better? The greatest thing we need in life is what? Wisdom. That's why God gave us wisdom. Jesus Christ is the wisdom of God. Amen? That's a good girl. So the Holy Ghost is calling us today unto repentance. Look inward. Look into your life. How have you been managing your personal life? How have you been managing your marriage? How have you been relating with your children? How have you been relating with your family, your co-workers? The Lord is asking you today to seek him. Look inward. Make a U-turn. Change your way of life so that he can pour himself upon you. Amen? Are you a student in school? Are you lazy? You just joined bad gangs and make all D's and K's and Z's? Look inward. Think of your future. Amen? And focus on yourself. Focus on the word of God. Focus on your schoolwork and you will succeed. Whatever it is, business, anything you are doing. How are you with your serving God today? Some people serve God because Pastor Jacob will call them, why did you come to church today? And Pastor Jacob will pull their ears. I think I should stop pulling ears. Listen, serve God for yourself, amen? Amen. Serve God for yourself and leave a good example behind. So that when your homecoming comes, the people you leave behind can follow the same routes. Amen? You don't want to be like one of the sons of Sceva. Pastor Sceva in the Bible. He had 7 strong, handsome young men, boys. Now, so the preacher came to the town. I was preaching. I was casting out the devil, Peter and Paul and the people. They said, in the name of Jesus, come out. All the demons would come out. So they believed they were pastors' children, and they saw a guy who was highly demonized. They now say, in the name of Jesus, who Paul preached, come out. The one demon, what happened? Satan sent more anointing on that demon. He closed the door. I said, hey, Paul, I know. Jesus, I know. But who are you? In the name of my devil. What happened? That one demonized, anointed agent of the devil beat seven strong children of the pastor. And the Bible says, strip them naked, and there was blood all over their body. You need to know your purpose in life. Know your purpose in life, amen? Your purpose in life, seek the Lord. As I begin to round up, is seeking the Lord starts with personal repentance. What did I say? Personal repentance. God speaks, but we don't hear. I have found out that it does not take God effort to bless anyone, but it takes us effort to prepare to receive God's blessing. Because God has a standard, amen? God has a mindset. God has a protocol that he follows in order to release his blessings upon us. If we are able to seek the word, search the mind of God through his word, and then be able to articulate our mind, have the right mindset by the word of God, and be led by the Holy Ghost, it is easy to be blessed by God. Hallelujah. So seek the Lord for yourself today. There's a need for genuine repentance. Genuine repentance with the Lord to forgive you and to deliver you from every burden of sin, every burden of issue that has weighed down your mind. Amen? So that the wrath of God will not be your portion. Thank God we have been saved and we have been prepared for heaven. We need to live a life of daily repentance. We need to settle our account with God every day so that the enemy will not take advantage of the situation. Like faith, repentance is intellectual. Repentance is also emotional. Repentance is also an act of the will. Your soul is the seat of your intellect, your will, and your emotion. Where the repentance really needs to take place in is in your soul. In your intellect, the way you reason, your emotion, the way you feel, your will, the way you take decisions. You need to renew your mind with the word of God so that you know how to feel, how to think, and how to take decisions. So the intellectual element in repentance is important. Because if you reason it out that the Lord has burdened my heart, there is a need for the house to repent, to make a U-turn and come back to him so that he can regard our purpose individually. You need to think about it. And then you need to desire it. You need to feel it. You need to purpose your heart that it's time for me to change my ways. Then you need to take a decision, an act of the will, so that the blessings of God can reach you. Amen? Now, you can think about it. Yes, it's really high time for me to change. It's really high time for me to repent. Judas Iscariot did that. He finally said, I have committed a sin. But instead of asking God for forgiveness, what did he do? He allowed his feeling match with his intellect. And what happened? He crashed and committed suicide. Because his repentance was not holistic. Did you catch it? Sometime now, I catch you doing a bad thing. I say, this. I say, yes, Pastor, I know I'm wrong. I know. But you live there just the way you came back, the way you came in. You see, you knew your intellect told you yes, but you didn't allow your will help you to make a repentance. But your emotion, the feeling, I know, but you didn't allow your will help you to make the right decision. Did you catch it? Judas Iscariot, he knew he did wrong. He felt the wrong he did. But instead of reasoning properly, what happened? He decided to commit suicide. That's not our portion in the name of Jesus. Amen. If you are suicidal here, you need to see me. Amen? You don't need to commit suicide because Jesus already died for you. Amen? Jesus committed suicide for you. Do you know that is suicide? Do you know Jesus committed suicide for you? He gave himself to be killed. He allowed himself to be killed. He used his mouth to confess that, if I don't die, you will not be good. He didn't defend himself. He could have fought himself. Amen? I'm looking at it. When I say suicide here, I'm talking about Jesus allowing himself to be killed just like a regular person will do whatever he's supposed to do. So it is important that you and I today, let's look inward into our lives. Let the word of God that is quick and powerful, sharper than any two-edged sword, let the word of God help us to look into our minds, into our situation, and make the necessary changes in our lives. Amen? Amen? Imagine a home where the love of God is. Before you treat your wife or before you relate to your husband, you already have passed what you are going to say or think or do through the conscience of the Holy Ghost. And then you relate properly to your spouse, to your children. How beautiful will your house be? How beautiful? You don't do it, so you don't know. Wonderful. I repeat, if you filter your actions, your words, your emotions through the word of God, and you allow the Holy Ghost help you make the right choice. Proverbs 3, 5, and 6. Lean not unto your own understanding. All your ways acknowledging. What will he do? He will direct your path. If you allow the Holy Ghost direct your path in your thoughts, in your words, in your decisions, you will find out that there will be harmony in your environment. That's one trick of deliverance every day. Amen? It doesn't mean there will be bumps and issues. What do? You settle it right away. Don't give the enemy a chance. 2 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 10 and 11. Paul said there, whoever you forgive, I forgive. And those I forgive for the sake of Christ. Verse 11 says, so that Satan will not take advantage of the situation. Amen? Daily, filtering your mind and your situation through the things of God. So that you will be in tune with God. And as you seek the Lord for purpose, why he created you, you begin to hear the voice of God easily, and then you can do what God has called you to do. Amen? So repentance is response of the total person. Response of the total person, complete surrender of your will, your intellect, and your emotion. Amen? It's not your spirit that needs to repent, neither your body that needs to repent, no. Because our soul is in between. Our soul houses our emotion, our intellect, and our will. The Bible says the spirit lusts towards the soul, and the body also lusts towards the soul. But if you feed on the word of God, you renew your mind with the word of God, then your mind, your will, your intellect becomes sensitive and responsive to the things of God. They can lean more towards the spiritual things. Did you hear me? But your flesh is not going to let your soul alone. It will still pull. But you having the knowledge of the word of God, you bring your flesh under control. Amen? You bring your flesh what? Under control. Because the major opposition to our spiritual growth is our carnal nature. Romans chapter 8 from verse 6 through 12 says, the carnal mind is enmity against God because it cannot comprehend the things of God. The carnal mind will not say, is the weather is too cold there? I can't go to church today. Oh, the weather is too snowy. Oh, just a bright day. I'm going to have a good time today. I'm going to the park. You know, the flesh is there. But when you have learned to subject your flesh, when you have learned to train to preset your mind, like I taught us last week, resetting your mind with the word of God, when such thoughts comes, you are able to put it under control with the word of God. Stand on your feet. God's a good God. Seeking the face of God. I know when we preach this kind of message, it puts some people to sleep. I hope it's Holy Ghost sleep. You wake up stronger. Amen? Amen. A lot of people want, bless me, church. God, bless me. Oh, bless my leg, bless my feet, bless my nose. Oh God, the clothes I left behind, I want to wash, bless it. That's possible. But listen, the secret of blessing in God is for you to be in God's purpose for your life. Amen? When you are doing God's interest, God will defend your interests. When you are doing God's interest, God will defend your interests. Lift up your hands. We're going to pray. You can put down your hand. Put it down. I want you now to begin to talk to God. Repent in any way you have deviated from God's purpose for your life. Ask the Lord to help you. Repent and ask God to help you. Don't just rush words. Say it gently and let it come from the depth of your soul. Repent in every way you have made a detour from God's purpose in your life. If you are out of God's purpose for your life, then the purposes of God in your life will not be fulfilled. You might be a mediocre spiritually, a mediocre in your life's endeavor. But if you are in God's purpose for your life, then the interests of God in your life will be fulfilled. Ask God to help you, to bring you back unto repentance. Bring you back unto total repentance. Ask God to bring you back. Ask for grace. It's not by power, by might. It's by my grace, by my spirit, says the Lord, by the grace of God. Ask the Lord to forgive you your sins. Some people are so full of themselves. They are highly intelligent physically, but spiritually they are bum. They don't understand spiritual things. They reason things out with their intellect. That's why you are not fruitful. Ask the Lord to give you understanding. Ask that the Holy Ghost would shed divine light into your soul. Ask that the Holy Ghost will shed divine light into your soul. Ask that the light of God will come in into your life. Isaiah chapter 1 verse 18 says, "Come now and let us reason together, says the Lord. Though your sins are like scarlet, they shall be as white as snow. Though they be red like crimson, they shall be as wool. If you are willing and obedient, you will eat the good of the land. But if you refuse and rebel, you shall be devoured by the sword, for the mouth of the Lord has spoken." I know we are willing and obedient. This is Easter time, Easter season. Easter season, Jesus died on the cross for the whole world. He so loved the world, he gave his only begotten Son. This is Easter season, time of repentance, looking back and asking God to help you. He loves you. No matter what you have done, he's willing to forgive you. Jesus loves you passionately. Jesus loves you diligently. Ask the Lord to forgive you. Ask that the Holy Ghost will stir up your inner man and help you to be aware of God every day. Aware of God in your unguided moments. Some people only carry church face. When you meet them in a corner, you won't even believe that person is. Ask God for grace, for his presence, his fear to be in you. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. Ask that you will be God conscious all the time. In the name of Jesus. Fill my cup, Lord. I lift it up, Lord. Come and quench this thirsting of my soul. Bread of heaven. Fill me till I want no more. Fill my cup, fill it up and make me whole. Fill my cup, Lord. I lift it up, Lord. Come and quench this thirsting of my soul. Cup, fill it up and make me whole.
my cup, Lord, I lift it up, Lord. Come and quench this thirsting of my soul. Bread of heaven, fill me till I want no more. Is my cup.
Oh God, now we ask you. Your word says we should ask and we will receive. Lord, we ask for sustaining grace, continuous repentance daily, consciousness of your presence in us. In the name of Jesus. Father, we ask for grace to continue to live under your surveillance, conscious awareness that your eyes are over us and you think. You know the thoughts of our hearts. We ask your grace, Lord, for continued sustenance. We ask your grace to sustain, oh God, seeking your face. Like the psalmist prayed, oh God, give us the grace to number our days so we can apply wisdom to all that we do, all that we think, all that we say in the name of Jesus. Give us the grace to love you, oh God, with all our hearts. With all our mind, with all our soul, and to love our neighbor as we love ourselves. Give us the grace of God to love one another, to love our family members, to love our spouses and our children, to love those around about us. Give us the grace to love even the unlovable. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Father, we ask for your grace. It's not by power, but might, it's by your spirit. Father, Jesus Christ said, even though our spirit is willing, but our body is weak, we ask for a strength in our body, O God, to bow down to your will in our soul. Help us, O God, we cover our soul right now with the blood of Jesus. And we cut off every dead work, every satanic stronghold. We pull them down in the name of Jesus. Every spirit of rebellion, we bind, I bind you. Out of our soul, I cast them out in Jesus' name. You, the spirit of carnality, the enemy of our soul and the enemy of God, we trample upon you in the name of Jesus. We trample upon every spirit of carnality that is dominating our lives. We pull them down in the name of Jesus. Father, we ask for grace, O God. We ask for grace to follow the narrow paths, for the path that is wide and easy leads to destruction. Give us the grace, O God, to follow your narrow path in the name of Jesus. I pray for this spirit of repentance to come upon everyone here. I pray for the grace of repentance to make a U-turn. The grace never to go back in the name of Jesus. Holy Ghost, I pray, sensitize our consciences. Oh God, help us our consciences be alive unto correction. Help us, O God, that will be teachable. In the name of Jesus, help us to value coming into your presence, oh God, above everything else, above carnality and immorality, above our personal ambition. Oh God, show us our purpose in life and give us the grace to pursue it. In the name of Jesus, Father, give us the grace to know our purpose in life so we will pursue it, oh God, violently. In the name of Jesus, we pray. For your word says in Matthew chapter 6, verse 33, it says we should seek first the kingdom of God. Father, give us the grace to seek first the kingdom of our God and his righteousness so that all these things people are running after, we begin to run after us. We bless you, our God, we worship you. Bless your people, oh God. Even as we celebrate the death and resurrection of Jesus, we pray, oh God, that same power that raised him back to life, we resurrect us, we quicken us, we convict us unto repentance in the name of Jesus. That we will treat our family members properly. We will treat our wives properly. We will treat our husbands properly. We will treat our children, oh God, properly without annoying them. But I will relate with our neighbors properly in the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. We bless you, oh God, we worship you. Today, oh God, we ask for the grace of repentance, grace of making a U-turn. Grace of making a U-turn, oh God, so that your interest in our lives shall be fulfilled. This we ask in thanksgiving. To your honor and your glory. In Jesus' name we pray. Praise the Lord. God's a good God. Let's quickly take our tithes and our offering. Now we're out of here. We ask, oh God, now. We ask you. Your word says we should ask and we will receive. Lord, we ask for sustaining grace. Continuous repentance daily. Consciousness of your presence in us. In the name of Jesus. Father, we ask for grace to continue to live under your surveillance. Conscious awareness that your eyes are over us. And you think you know the thoughts of our hearts. We ask for grace, Lord, for continued sustenance. We ask for grace to sustain, oh God, seeking your face. Like the psalmist prayed, oh God, give us the grace to number our days so we can apply wisdom to all that we do, all that we think, all that we say in the name of Jesus. Give us the grace to love you, oh God, with all our hearts, with all our mind, with all our soul, and to love our neighbor as we love ourselves. Give us the grace, oh God, to love one another, to love our family members, to love our spouses and our children, to love those around about us. Give us the grace to love even the unlovable. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. Father, we ask for your grace. It's not by power, but might, it's by your spirit. Father, Jesus Christ said, even though our spirit is willing, but our body is weak, we ask for a strength in our body, oh God, to bow down to your will in our soul. Help us, oh God, we cover our soul right now with the blood of Jesus. And we cut off every dead work, every satanic stronghold. We pull them down in the name of Jesus. Every spirit of rebellion, we bind. I bind you out of our soul. I cast them out in Jesus' name. You, the spirit of carnality, the enemy of our soul and the enemy of God, we trample upon you in the name of Jesus. We trample upon every spirit of carnality that is dominating our lives. We pull them down in the name of Jesus. Father, we ask for grace, oh God. We ask for grace to follow the narrow paths. For the path that is wide and easy leads to destruction. Give us the grace, oh God, to follow your narrow paths in the name of Jesus. I pray for this spirit of repentance to come upon everyone here. I pray for the grace of repentance to make a U-turn. The grace never to go back. In the name of Jesus. Holy Ghost, I pray, sensitize our consciences. Oh God, help us our consciences be alive. Unto correction. Help us, oh God, that will be teachable. In the name of Jesus. Help us to value coming into your presence, oh God, above everything else. Above carnality and immorality. Above our personal ambition. Oh God, show us our purpose in life and give us the grace to pursue it in the name of Jesus. Father, give us the grace to know our purpose in life so we will pursue it, oh God, violently in the name of Jesus, we pray. For your word says in Matthew chapter 6, verse 33, it says we should seek first the kingdom of God. Father, give us the grace to seek first the kingdom of our God and his righteousness, so that all these things people are running after, we begin to run after us. Amen. We bless you, our God, we worship you. Bless your people, oh God. Even as we celebrate the death and resurrection of Jesus, we pray, oh God, that same power that raised him back to life, we resurrect us, we quicken us, we convict us unto repentance in the name of Jesus. That we will treat our family members properly. We will treat our wives properly. We will treat our husbands properly. We will treat our children, oh God, properly. Without annoying them. But I will relate with our neighbors properly. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. We bless you, oh God, we worship you. Today, oh God, we ask for the grace of repentance. Grace of making a U-turn. Grace of making a U-turn, oh God. So that your interest in our lives shall be fulfilled. This we ask in thanksgiving. To your honor and your glory. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. God's a good God.